Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, iGen, The 10 Trends Shaping Today's Young People and the Nation by Jean M. Twenge, PhD, delves into the unique characteristics and influences defining the iGen generation, those born between 1995 and 2012. Dr. Twenge, a renowned psychologist, draws upon extensive research including surveys and interviews to paint a comprehensive picture of this digitally native cohort. Her analysis uncovers how iGen members differ significantly from their predecessors in their attitudes, behaviors, and relationships with technology. With a backdrop of rapid societal and technological change, the book explores how these shifts are shaping the future of our society and the individuals who will run it. Through her meticulous examination, Twenge provides valuable insights into the forces molding a generation that is coming of age in a world vastly different from that of their parents. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mental health trends among iGen. One of the book's crucial discussions revolves around the deteriorating mental health trends among iGen members. Twenge points out a startling rise in reports of anxiety, depression, and loneliness, a trend she correlates strongly with increased screen time and the omnipresence of social media. Drawing from numerous studies and surveys, she illustrates how the constant demand for online presence and social comparison can undermine self-esteem and increase stress among young people. Twenge suggests these mental health challenges are exacerbated by a decline in face-to-face interactions, as iGen members often prefer digital communication. This shift poses significant implications for mental health professionals, educators, and parents in addressing and mitigating the impact of digital habits on the well-being of young people. Secondly, changing attitudes toward work and education. Twenge explores the nuanced perspectives of iGen members toward education and the workplace, marking a departure from traditional views. She notes an increasing concern among this generation for job stability, work-life balance, and meaningful employment over high earnings, prompting a reevaluation of college education's value. With the ballooning costs of higher education and a skeptical eye towards the debt incurred, iGen is more likely than previous generations to question the ROI of a college degree. Furthermore, Twenge addresses how this generation's digital proficiency positions them uniquely for the future job market, yet underscores the challenges they face, including automation and the gig economy. This section underscores the need for educational institutions and employers to adapt to these changing attitudes, potentially reshaping the landscape of higher education and the workforce. Thirdly, shifts in social relationships. Twenge delves into the evolution of social relationships among iGen, highlighting a marked decrease in traditional face-to-face interactions and an increase in digital communication. This shift has profound implications for how relationships are formed, maintained, and perceived. The author discusses the paradox of connectivity. While iGen is the most connected generation in terms of technology, they report higher levels of loneliness and fewer close friendships. Twenge examines the role of social media in shaping these dynamics, offering insights into the complexities of navigating digital friendships versus real-life connections. This section not only sheds light on changing social norms, but also prompts questions about the long-term effects on social skills and emotional development. Fourthly, political and civic engagement. Jean M. Twenge investigates the political landscape through the lens of iGen, revealing a generation more involved and informed in social issues than ever before, yet paradoxically less engaged in traditional political and civic activities. iGen's political engagement is characterized by digital activism, with social media serving as a primary tool for awareness and mobilization. However, their actual voter turnout and participation in traditional forms of civic engagement, such as volunteering, remain low. Twenge suggests that while digital platforms offer new avenues for engagement, they also present challenges, including the spread of misinformation and the echo chamber's effect. This section calls into question the future of political participation and the ways in which democracy must adapt to engage this digital native generation. Lastly, attitudes towards health and wellness. The book examines iGen's progressive attitudes towards health and wellness, emphasizing their proactive approach compared to previous generations. Twenge notes a significant decline in substance abuse, but an increase in mental health issues, a dichotomy that underscores the complexity of iGen's health landscape. She highlights how this generation values physical health and is more likely to engage in wellness practices, such as exercise and dietary mindfulness, yet struggles with mental health, spurred by digital stressors and societal pressures. Twenge's discussion points to a broader understanding of health that encompasses both physical and mental well-being, suggesting a need for holistic health education and services that resonate with young people today. In conclusion, iGen, the 10 trends shaping today's young people and the nation is an essential read for educators, policymakers, parents, and anyone interested in understanding the forces shaping the newest generation entering adulthood. Jean M. Twenge's in-depth analysis offers a roadmap for navigating the complexities of a world transformed by technology, changing values, and evolving societal norms. By providing insights into the mental health crisis, shifts in education and work preferences, and the redefinition of social relationships, this book sheds light on how we can better support iGen in harnessing their unique strengths and addressing their challenges. For iGen members themselves, this book offers a mirror to their collective experiences, encouraging a deeper self-awareness and a call to action to shape their future actively. Ultimately, iGen equips readers with the understanding needed to foster intergenerational cooperation and ensure a prosperous future for all. If you would like to support Jean M. Twenge, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.